Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to thank the leader for his response to my question. And I would like to ask you if it's possible for you to give me an assurance that by next summer, every child will have a place in Rotherhithe in the school.
Well, thank you very much, Councillor Nelson, for your supplementary question. We're certainly doing our very best to meet the problems that we're facing in terms of pupil place shortages. And I think tribute should be paid, actually, to the very hard work of council officers who are working at the moment to make sure that we have a solution in place for our pupils. Some councils have gone around, run around like headless chickens saying, you know, we've got a shortage of places, we don't know what to do, we don't know what to do. Our team and this administration is absolutely committed to finding a solution to this problem, which is immense, be under no illusions. The number of additional places we need to find, the finance that we need to find and put in place, it's not an easy task, but we're doing our best. I do have to say, though, that the government really has got to let go of this dogmatic love of free schools. I do not think it is suitable in any way, shape or form for Southwark Free School and the pupils of that school to be operating out of a tenant's hall. You know, this reminds me of a self-help school that we were running in Southwark back in the late 90s, early 2000s. It's not a proper place for kids to have their education, for the good starting life that we were talking about earlier on. And, you know, but for Michael Gove's love of free schools, that would not be happening. Because whilst at the moment they advertise that they're going to be there for 2 years in this tenants hall, and they're going to move to 399 Rotherhithe New Road, I think we all know but there's no guarantee that they'll move to 399 Rotherhithe New Road. They don't even own the land. They don't have planning permission. Is it going to take a week to build a school? No, not at all. So I do say, and I do urge you, to make it quite clear to your colleagues that if we're going to operate free schools, we have to operate them properly. They shouldn't be in tenants' hall. They should be proper school buildings. And at the same time, the government shouldn't be just throwing money. Free schools is the only answer for our school places shortage, but should be trusting local authorities again, I think, actually, to be answering the problems that we have with these shortages of school places.